Nun Sif Ale Kaifin Bnei Ha'ir Zeh Zeh Livnei Beis Knesses. Members of a town can force one another to contribute to building a shul, liquors and Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, and to buy also Torah and Uksuvim to read in a shul, and the shul brings from Paiskim that also nowadays that we have other svarim to buy the other svarim that people learn from. If there are lots of svarim around, then there's no need to buy the svarim, people can borrow from one another, then we don't force one another to buy svarim. When they collect money from the basic masses, so they collect according to one's wealth. Everyone has to bring in the tax returns, and based on that to decide how much money they are going to contribute to the shul. If they're renting out the shul, then it's a different investment. They do half of it equal for everybody, another half is according to the wealth. It's a mitzvah to take part in this, even if it's another shul in town, but if this part of town needs a shul, it's a mitzvah to take part in it. Though, if we have one big shul, it's not proper for them to split into two. Unless they're fighting so much they can't be in the same place. But that is not lachat chila. It's better not to fight and stay in the same shul. Sif beis. Ein boinim beis neset ela begoiv ho shel ir. The shul should be built on the top part of the city. Magvim oisoi atshi yekavoy mikol bote ir shemishnam shemishnam. And you build it that should be even higher than all the other buildings in the town that are used for living. Lafukia b'yoinois migdolim. If you have just some type of structure which is made for to look nice, some type of nice architecture, or it's made to some type of fortress or whatever it is, those things, since they're not used as dwelling quarters, is not an issue. Gakshu mishupa v'niroi l'tashu v'sham v'mokha mishuroi l'tashu. If you have a steeple, something that is protruding very high up, and that pointing up area is not usable anyway, you don't count that as being the height of the building. The height of the building is the usable part of the building. The height of the issue. Aliyah tarzagah, galoy tegavoy, yesim and abasek nesis. So if there's a second story attic, then the shul should be higher than that. Ramah says, v'shas atchak, v'shay yishmises matal shen v'shem livnes, v'shay knes v'kedinoy, v'dusbar v'bayis, afal pish v'torim ba'aliyah gavol. The extenuating circumstances of the government is not that people build shuls. You let it build on the ground floor, even though there's people on top of you. Yeah, we'll see more about this later in the Sinnet. Vashihigu ba'aliyah sh'olav v'nikiyas, k'mashu yizbar, the Sinnet kufanav. The next Sinnet is where the discussion will be that if there's a shul underneath, the ones on top of the shul have to be noig v'nikiyas. They have to watch over their cleanliness in their house. Like I said, when we get to it, we'll see more about it over there. Sif Gimel. Mishik Bia Beisa Yoisim Beisa Knesset Yeshu Shukoyk Moisa Hashkil. If somebody builds his house taller than the shul, some say that we force him to lower his house. Most of Minika Voy Yoisim Beker Nechem Beisa Knesset Sagi. To make the shul the tallest building, they just took a little part of it and they built a small attic on top of the shul to make it higher up. That also renders the shul being higher up. Because you have another room on the second floor. If you just put a metal protrusion, antenna sticking out of it, that doesn't make it a high building. Siv Dalin, Aboina, Kenegan, Chalayim, Basic Nesses, Ein, Maskil, Lachos, Dalin Amis. Even though normally, if you build two buildings next to one another, it's enough to separate four Amis between one and the other. But if it's in front of a shul, you have to separate more than four Amis because the shul needs extra light. So you're going to block out the light if you're too close to the shul. Like we said before, the shul needs a lot of light.